This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. There are some big changes in leadership at the State House to mark the start of a new biennium in Montpelier. But one of the few familiar faces belongs to Pulteney Representative Patty McCoy. She's been reappointed House Minority Leader, making her the only holdover from 2020 in a leadership role in the State House. And as leader of the chamber's Republican caucus, we wanted to hear what she'll be putting front and center as the new legislative session begins. So, Representative McCoy, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you very much, too, Mitch. And I just want to add that I also represent the town of Ira.
Oh, well, thank you for making that clarification. That's important, yep. Certainly to the people of Ira, definitely.
Yes, yes, it is. Yes.
I imagine that priorities for this coming session are going to be tinged in some way by what's happening with COVID-19. What are the most important COVID-19 issues that you want to get to work on right away?
Well, I think the most important, while we don't have much to do with it, is the vaccination. Yeah. Hopefully that we will get that quickly and enough to vaccinate a good majority of us in our state. But really, the COVID issues really deal with the tremendous deficit that the state of Vermont is facing over the next couple of years. You know, I worry not for this next session, but the following year will probably be even more impactful, because we may not have the funding available from the federal government.
Well, that is going to be a challenge for sure. And related to that, I have a question about funding, because childcare is being classified as essential during the pandemic. It was classified that way. A lot of people say that may be moving the needle on state-funded childcare programs. There was a recent poll from Let's Grow Kids, that's a childcare advocacy organization, and it found that about 3 out of 4 Vermonters favor more state spending on childcare programs. How do you plan to approach childcare programs and funding this coming session?
Well, interestingly, you bring that up, because I literally just got off a Zoom call with Let's Grow Kids.
Oh.
You know, they were telling me what the issues are, and it's not any news to me. I have 2 daughters who have moved out of state and have children. I understand the tremendous amount of money spent personally by them on childcare. I know the discussion's gone on for quite a number of years, but you know, we need to start taking a more focused look on it these upcoming sessions.
That survey does show that people really do want childcare, and they want it to be affordable. And I understand that you, as you said up front here, you know, you're worried about the state's finances, you're worried about deficits. But do you think that this is the kind of priority that really should be funded, maybe over some other things?
I haven't really put everything in a basket to figure out what should be funded and what should not be funded. I do know that childcare is probably the number one issue for families throughout the state. It's a difference sometimes of whether both parents can actually work outside of the household. So I think we should take a look at it. Yes, absolutely.
Representative McCoy, over the years, you have said that affordability and the state's demographics are two of the biggest challenges facing Vermont. Have you changed that opinion at all? Has COVID changed that opinion at all?
No, it has not. And I think that it probably has solidified it more, because we really need economic growth in this state. How to do that, I'm not really sure, but I do know that for companies to try to even come in and step foot in our state and open their door is prohibitively expensive for most, if not all, companies looking to either, you know, stay here or move into our state.
Republicans picked up 3 House seats in November. Nobody needs to tell you this, still outnumbered by about 2-1 compared to the Democratic majority in Montpelier. What do more Republicans, though, in the House, even if it's just those 3 seats, what does that mean, do you think, for what you're hoping to accomplish?
It was refreshing, because what we had heard was that we were going to lose 10 seats. So to actually maintain and pick up 3 was quite refreshing for us. I'm going to stretch that, because we historically have some independents that come along and vote with us. So you're looking at 47 to 48. What that means is, if the governor does decide to veto a particular bill, instead of having to, you know, climb that mountain and try to get 8 people to go along with us, now we need to actually look for 3. you know, I think that might give pause to some bills that maybe the Democrats may look to reach across the aisle a little bit more so that we can maybe come to some consensus on some bills.
You mentioned that you're really worried about this coming year, but even beyond that, because of the deficits we're going to be facing and so many uncertainties, I'm just wondering about your feeling optimism, pessimism as you head to Montpelier.
I am hopeful with new faces and new leadership. I think there's always hope that perhaps there will, as I said, reaching across the aisle a little bit more, trying to get to consensus and really bring more balance to Montpelier. I take Governor Scott's strong win as people wanting balance. I think the people of the state of Vermont want us to work together. They want us to get to consensus. I think, frankly, what happens in Washington is, weighs on their mind and how nothing gets done because they're just fighting more than they're trying to come to the table to try to solve the problem. So that's what I'm hopeful about, that we in the state of Vermont stand up as a model for the rest of the country and say, hey, this is how we do it, and it works.
Representative Patty McCoy is a Republican from Pulteney, also represents Ira, and is the House Minority Leader. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.